In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. O Lord Jesus Christ, open thou the eyes of my heart, that I may hear thy word, and understand, and do thy will, for I am a sojourner upon the earth. Hide not thy commandments from me, but open mine eyes, that I may perceive the wonders of thy law. Speak unto me the hidden and secret things of thy wisdom. On thee do I set my hope, O my God, that thou shalt enlighten my mind and understanding with the light of thy knowledge, not only to cherish those things which are written, but to do them, that in reading the lives and sayings of the saints I may not sin, but that such may serve for my restoration, enlightenment, and sanctification, for the salvation of my soul and the inheritance of life everlasting. For thou art the enlightenment of those who lie in darkness, and from thee cometh every good deed and every gift. Amen. So today is March 26th, 2025. It's a Wednesday, and yesterday we completed reading the 10th book, the last final book of Paradise Lost by John Milton. And we've been reading Proverbs daily this month, the chapter coinciding with the day we're on, so the 26th will be chapter 26 of Proverbs. And like I said yesterday, I wasn't sure what I was going to read, so I picked up the book that I began already and put to the side. It isn't a Christian book. It's actually, some people would consider it the opposite. I could see some people say that, but it's from the Oxford Press, The Lazy Universe, An Introduction to the Principle of Least Action by Jennifer Cooper Smith. How far did I get in here so far? Antecedents. Is this past the introduction? Yeah, it's like chapter 2, I guess. Okay, no. It's labeled 2, but I guess introduction is chapter 1. Yeah, it's labeled 1 at the beginning of introduction after the table of contents and the list of figures. The problem with this book, though, is it has a lot of mathematical formulas in there, and that's not something that you can read. Well, at least I can't read. Like the derivative, like I'm just opened up to a random page, and it's the integral between time B and time A, and outside of it there's like is that a lowercase sigma? And there's an L parentheses around q sub I, which is the function, or t is being fed to it as that's the function, comma q sub I t again. Oh, and there's a little dot above it. What does that mean? See, there's just a lot of stuff that I don't know, and it would be a big struggle to read at least those parts. In the introduction, the author says that if you're just interested at a high level, it gave a list of chapters you could read and skip over the rest. I'm not seeing it off the bat here. It may have been even in the preface. Yeah, probably a preface. Yeah, here it is. It is true that the reader is assumed to have a background in the physical sciences. However, a lay reader could also read this book with profit and enjoyment by skim reading the mathematics, or by reading just the introduction, the final words, chapter 9, and the historical and popular chapters 2 and 8. So, what I was planning on doing is taking time to read this and do my best at understanding this math that I'm not an expert at all. I didn't do very well in calculus. I was more of a geometry guy in high school, so that was a long time ago. Geometry and chemistry came to me very easily, but algebra, calculus, that kind of stuff was, and physics, were difficult for me, so this will definitely be a challenge, but perhaps in my old age here, I will be able to take my time and really push my understanding forward a little bit, because I was very fascinated by the principle of least action. When I saw some Veritasium video on the paths of light and how this principle of least action can apply to many different aspects of the universe. And that's my perspective, is that God being in the universe is in our understanding of the universe, and it's not a sin to try and understand it better. However, actually, let me click back to chapter 25 of Proverbs, verse 27 out of 25. It is not good to eat too much honey, nor is it honorable to search out matters that are too deep. That's a proverb that I think is something I should keep in mind while pushing down this path. But we'll see. Maybe if I find myself too stupid to understand the lazy universe, I will just say, oh, I'm just not going too deep. It's just trying to be a good, virtuous Christian. So enough rambling. We've rambled for probably like 5 minutes already. So that's the book and the plan. I don't know if I said this already, but the plan I'm thinking of right now is to finish up our Proverbs readings for this month, which is just a few more. We're on the 26th. Let's see. We've got Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, which will put us at 31, and there's 31 chapters in Proverbs, if I remember right. And maybe by the time the 31st rolls around, I'll have something put together, notes and my findings from trying to wrap my head around the principle of least action, and report back to this channel. I hope, I know I've created this sort of momentum or inertia with these Bible readings daily for the last, is it like 3 years now almost, or 2 and a quarter, approximately, yeah, 2 and a quarter, a little over, well, I guess almost a third now, years of daily readings that are very biblically, theologically oriented. And when I first created this channel, you can go all the way back and you can see I had read a some political article about, I think, ESG. You know, it was from the Epoch Times, talking about the environmental, social, and governance funds that were pushing these changes in culture that we've been seeing the past few years, to say the least, maybe even decades or longer, which now, you know, the big term now is DEI. It's sort of a funny little serpent, chameleon. As soon as you point out ESG, it turns into DEI, and now they pointed out DEI, it's going to change into something else, I'm sure, but God willing, it will go back into the shadows where it belongs. Forgive me for espousing my opinion on these machinations of state and institutions and money and all this that is just really poisoned, in my opinion, our culture into something that's untenable for any sort of survival of us as human beings partaking in it. It'd be good if we cleaned up our souls, cleaned up our hearts as a collective. And the best, absolute best thing would be to refocus our minds, hearts, and souls on God, of course. That would be the ideal, but if we can just get a clean slate, and that would be a good first step. I know clean slates can be very dangerous because, like I said, it's a chameleon where it will change into something else and just infect once again under a different banner just as easily as it did the first few times. So that's the nature of the beast. So anyway, now we've ranted on for another 5 minutes. Maybe that's what I need to do, is just go on rants. I guess I have things to say. God have mercy on my soul, and let my tongue not sin. All right, on to Proverbs chapter 26. We will read this and sign off. Like snow in summer or rain in harvest, honor is not fitting for a fool. Like a fluttering sparrow or a darting swallow, an undeserved curse does not come to rest. A whip for the horse, a bridle for the donkey, and a rod for the backs of fools. Do not answer a fool according to his folly, or you yourself will be just like him. Answer a fool according to his folly, or he will be wise in his own eyes. Sending the useless legs of one who is lame is a proverb in the mouth of a fool. Like tying a stone in a sling is the giving of honor to a fool. Like a thorn bush in a drunkard's hand is a proverb in the mouth of a fool. Like an archer who wounds at random is one who hires a fool or any passerby. As a dog returns to its vomit, so fools repeat their folly. Do you see a person wise in their own eyes? There is more hope for a fool than for them. A sluggard says, "There's a lion in the road, a fierce lion roaming the streets." As a door turns on its hinges, so a sluggard turns on his bed. A sluggard buries his hand in the dish. He is too lazy to bring it back to his mouth. A sluggard is wiser in his own eyes than seven people who answer discreetly. Like one who grabs a stray dog by the ears is someone who rushes into a quarrel not their own. Like a maniac shooting flaming arrows of death is one who deceives their neighbor and says, "I was only joking." Without wood, a fire goes out. Without a gossip, a quarrel dies down. As charcoal to embers and as wood to fire, so is a quarrelsome person for kindling strife. The words of a gossip are like choice morsels. They go down to the inmost parts. Like a coating of silver dross on earthenware are fervent lips with an evil heart. Enemies disguise themselves with their lips, but in their hearts they harbor deceit. Though their speech is charming, do not believe them, for seven abominations fill their hearts. Their malice may be concealed by deception, but their wickedness will be exposed in the assembly. Whoever digs a pit will fall into it. If someone rolls a stone, it will roll back on them. A lying tongue hates those it hurts, and a flattering mouth works ruin. And that is chapter 26 of Proverbs. Some really good ones today. The verse 15 reminds me of another one we heard in Proverbs. Yeah, 19. Yeah, it's in Proverbs 19 as well. So if we hop back to Proverbs 19. Oh, man. Gotta adjust my screen. Here we go. Which one is it? 20-something? 24. A sluggard buries his hand in the dish. He will not even bring it back to his mouth. A sluggard buries his hand in the dish. He is too lazy to bring it back to his mouth. Almost, is that word for word? Amazing. Must be an important one. Don't, you know, if you're going to put your hand in the dish, at least don't be that lazy. I know, they're just, that's not really the proverb. He's just painting sluggards as something to not want to be in general. Work hard. Be good. Love thy neighbor. Don't be deceitful. Don't have deceit in your heart. Etc., etc. Don't hang out with fools, too. Don't give fools honor. That was in the early part of the proverb here, chapter. Like tying a stone in a sling is the giving of honor to a fool. So if that one doesn't make sense, I think it just means how slings work. You have to place the stone in a sling and let it, you know, you release it after spinning it, and it flings the stone. But if you tie it in the sling, it just, it's useless. So yeah, it just says, don't be foolish. Don't throw pearls before swine. They won't do anything good with it. They'll just cause more trouble, which is unfortunate. But there's a lot of foolishness in this world. In this world, unfortunately, especially with the algorithms on Twitter and stuff, it promotes foolishness. It promotes foolishness up the timeline because it creates, you know, problems, creates strife, and the algorithms feed off of that strife. Unfortunately, that's just how it works these days. God have mercy on our souls. So anyway, pray to God for mercy on my soul and your soul and those you love and even your enemies. Like Jesus says, even the fools or the evil ones pray for their friends. So let us be even better than that. Wrapping up here, thank you for tuning in, and glory to God for all things. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, both now and forever, and unto the ages of ages. Amen.